Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. We've been meditating on the seven deadly sins, and we just finished greed. But so much greed is driven by consumerism. And one of the forces we need to reckon with is the temptation to seek our identity in things. Because we wouldn't be likely to envy our neighbor's goods unless we thought those goods conferred a certain status, that having such things elevates you, makes you more interesting or more sophisticated, while not having them says, you really don't have much going for you. This is why companies pay movie stars and sports stars so much to make a commercial, because you think you'll share in their coolness if you buy what they're selling. But of course, you won't. And the thought that you make yourself better by owning a particular thing, that's the disease of consumerism. And so much consumerism fuels greed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. It used to be that we bought things because they were useful or necessary. Now, we buy them to show off. This is called conspicuous consumption. It used to be that we'd buy things because they were inexpensive. Now, more often than not, we buy things because they are expensive. In fact, in many cases, we buy things because they are extremely expensive. And because they're so expensive, a lot of people can't afford them, which means they're artificially scarce. So, if I'm one of the people who can afford a luxury watch, or a luxury car, or a luxury pair of shoes, or whatever it is, in all these cases, I'm showing myself and the rest of society that I'm in a better position than anyone else. That's why economists will sometimes refer to luxury items as positional goods, because they are designed to highlight my social position. Again, the unaffordability is the point, because if everyone could have this item, then it wouldn't work at increasing my status. This is evil. Any item that is designed to increase the owner's ego at the expense of his brothers and sisters, any item designed to heighten status, that's just feeding into a culture of coveting your neighbor's goods, which is against the 10th commandment. And it makes us greedy. We all know that quality and expense do not necessarily go together. That simple elegance and beauty is almost always opposed to the showy, tacky extravagance of luxury. So we have to be very careful about not participating in the sickness of luxury, to not try to define ourselves based on the things we can buy that other people can't. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Even the people who can't afford luxury items will often fall into the trap of consumerism, of trying to gain status and sophistication from the stuff they have. This is the shameful temptation of becoming a consumer connoisseur. High schoolers pride themselves on the popular music and popular culture taste. They argue about which pop musician is more excellent or which influencer is more insightful, which is a lot like arguing about which of two minivans is more hardcore. College guys argue about which of 20 practically indistinguishable cheap beers is better. College professors take pride in their knowledge of scotch. Outdoorsy folks spend too much time on bikes, and everyone cares way too much about their own distinctive style of clothing. Even the coffee you buy and the coffee mug you use, and don't get me started about water bottles. Like, that's supposed to be some sort of expression of the kind of person you are? And by the way, if any of you out there are priests, beware when you start taking pride in being a priest who knows how to get the nice vestments and the nice clerical garb. Also, if you happen to be a bit of a wine snob, you might want to keep that to yourself. Listen. Taking pride in your taste in consumer products and taking pride in what you possess, that's just falling into the sin against the 10th commandment and the sin of greed. It's fine to like something or to like that something is really good. The danger is when you get a sense of self-satisfaction at your own discriminating sensibility. Once you cross that line, you've started trying to be special based on what you own. But the thing is, no one is special based on what we own. We're special based on who owns us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. One of the silliest trends, and one of the saddest trends to watch Christians indulge in, is brand loyalty. People, and often people who can't afford it, drop way too much money on a pair of shoes just because of the stupid logo on the side. People, and often people who really can't afford it, drop way too much money on Starbucks coffee. Again, often because of the magic aura the company has created around its own brand. And people spend insane amounts of money to get the latest Apple product, jam-packed with features they have absolutely no need for. And they'll all say the same crazy thing. I'm an Apple guy. I'm a Starbucks lady. I'm a Nike man. Don't say that. Don't identify yourself with a brand or with a corporation. In fact, if you do, let me recommend this penance. Not that I'm a priest, but here's a penance. Next time you need a phone or a coffee or a pair of shoes, make the sacrifice to God of getting something less expensive. Just to show that the brand, the company, the latest, greatest, which you don't really need, doesn't own you. Because it doesn't own you, does it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. There is only one brand we have accepted, the brand of sacramental character, the mark of baptism and confirmation, and maybe for some of you, holy orders. That brand says who we are. It says who we belong to. It says whose men and women we are. It says we belong to Christ, and that's what makes us special. What we eat, drink, wear, drive, the kitchen we cook in, the technology we use, it's absolutely not important. That stuff is not supposed to define us. Because children of God don't place their value in things, which is why they don't give in to greed and they don't covet their neighbor's goods. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Teresa, I was thinking during this meditation that it was really, it's interesting the situation that you're dealing with right now and how that connects with this meditation, because...
You mean the brand deal I'm not getting because of this meditation?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, that you have a car that's a hand-me-down.
Mm-hmm. From a hand-me-down of a hand-me-down of a hand-me-down.
Well, it first belonged to your grandfather, and then...
To my brother.
To your brother, and then to John?
Yeah.
And then you.
Yeah.
So it's a hand-me-down of a hand-me-down. It's a 14-year-old car. And we've been talking about whether we should fix it up or whether you should get a new car.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a point of good discussion because you could get a new car. You could jump into debt.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just continue with this car and take the money that you would not spend and invest it wisely. And with compounding interest, you would be way far ahead financially. But isn't it so tempting that because, wait a minute, I have the money, I could just get a new car.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I think one of the biggest influences on people is this the idea that it's okay to go into debt over everything.
Yes.
Because everyone's doing it. So it's just natural that you're always at a deficit, which is, it's really concerning. It's part of, it's exactly how it works. You can always buy another credit card. They want you to, they're going to keep saying yes and yes and yes, because they want you to be in debt to a degree. But that also gives us the idea that it's okay, because everyone has, I wouldn't even know how to estimate how much people have in student loans, but it's just sort of the standard.
Yeah.
I even think back to a funny anecdote we had earlier this year with our friend group all buying the same water bottle. And it was just comical to me, but it was almost that perfect cartoon version of peer pressure where they're like, well, we all have our own water bottle, so you need the water bottle. And I'm getting texts every day like, did you get the water bottle? Which color are you going to get? And they were really peeved when I showed up and I bought the brand, but I got the kids' version. Because I'll do it, but I'm going to be a little rebellious. And I just thought, I think the water bottle craze is really, really insane. And the person I respect most in my life when it comes to consumerism, Trevor Mott.
Oh.
Trevor Mott has had the same beat up old, pretty much melted plastic water bottle.
For like
15 years. At some point it was covered in duct tape. I think maybe 5 years ago we replaced it with the same water bottle. And it's not flashy. It gets the job done.
But also Trevor, he's the kind of person that he's made the choice not to go into great debt,
mm-hmm,
in any fashion.
Yeah.
And he's getting ahead in the world, which leaves him free. Really, here's the issue. When we buy into consumerism and we overspend, we get into debt, then we really limit what we can do because we're locked in,
mm-hmm,
and then we're not free to do God's will.
Yeah.
And we become literally enslaved to debt. So I think for all of us, we have to step back and say, where am I spending my money and why?
Yeah. This is not to harp on people who do have a lot of debt, but it's just moving forward. We have to be very careful of, most of the time there's this idea that it's not flashy to take the route that avoids debt. I went to community college. I'll tell you what, that didn't sound impressive. Didn't look good, but it's the best way to avoid debt. And I feel like that's the best advice I'd give a teenager to this day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, there are times to go out on a limb there are things that it's good to get a loan for, but we should definitely be considering our reasons for getting these things. We're not saying Nike is always going to be bad. We're not saying Starbucks is always the wrong option, but it's always a question of thinking, why do I go for this specific purchase?
Or why do I need, if this level is perfectly adequate, why do I need the next level or the next level or the next level, mm-hmm, whether it's a car or a house or whatever. Yes, there are good investments, but do I really need the next level?
Yeah.
Or am I doing it just because I can?
To upgrade.
Yeah. And there's a tremendous correlation between, as we said in the previous meditation on greed, or I should say it this way, one of the greatest ways to overcome, conquer greed and consumerism is by almsgiving, by giving money to the church and to the poor. So again, we live in a consumer culture. It's very easy to be enslaved by debt and by envy. And it's just a point of examination.
Yeah, I gotta cut off all my brand deals.
Well, I'll be interested to see what you decide about your car.
I feel like the decision's made now. How can I go against this?
You're free to choose. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.